Welcome on in, Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Spike Eskin, and less than 24 hours to go, Spike, until the NBA trade deadline. Today, it's a very special Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio. We don't often get to do it where it's like, wow, like this is all coming down to the next day or so before the Sixers season, you know, changes. I mean, the future could change by the time we talk next.
And did we even have a trade deadline last season? I don't even think it happened. I don't think it did, because I think the COVID shutdown.
But they did something. They traded for Glenn Robinson, right? Those guys.
Oh, you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. That was a total lie.
Boring trade. Deadline.
Total lie.
If it's boring, it doesn't count. That's the way it works.
The reason it's more exciting this year is because even when things were going well last year, we knew that team really did not have any chance at all at a championship. This year, the Sixers have the best record in the Eastern Conference, the second best record in the NBA. Somehow they've won 5 of their last 6 without Embiid, 6 of their last 7, whatever it is. Playing great. Even when they play crappy, they seem to win the game. Tobias Harris, a new man. Joel Embiid, when he comes back, before he left, new man, right? Ben Simmons levels up defensively. I have a message for Daryl Morey.
Well, I hope it's a good message.
It is a good message.
Okay, let's hear
it. It's a message for somebody who has spent the last 8 years of my life talking for 3 hours a week about this stupid team and watching every game. And sometimes when I watch TV with my wife and I have to miss the game, waking up at 4 a.m. to watch the game the next day. I've dedicated a lot of my life to this team. And here we are in this point, the best team in the East. I have a message for Daryl Morey. Daryl, I know you just got here this year. You don't know of the pain of the last, 7 years. And I know what you see before you is exciting, a team that we all believe has a chance. We may disagree on how much of a chance, but a chance to get to the finals and win the title. Daryl, I know you're on Twitter a lot, and you see everybody very excited. They're expecting a lot of you. A lot of times you'll listen to Joe Giglio over here giving you crap for not getting the deal done for James Harden. And I know you feel the pressure of the city, even though the fans aren't there, to go and make a big deal. Daryl, I beg of you, do not make some overpay silly deal for Kyle Lowry. Do not. Do not overpay for Lonzo Ball. Do not overpay for Norm Powell. It's a wonderful story that we tell ourselves that the local boy comes back here to win the championship. Oh, Kyle Lowry's from Philadelphia. He went to Villanova. He won a championship all by himself. It had nothing to do with the best player in the league getting traded to Toronto and then the best team in the league getting hurt. It really has nothing to do. Kyle Lowry is a nice player who would fit well on the Sixers. The Sixers may only have one big bullet left, and this is not the season to do it, and he is not the player to do it. Everybody's talking about going all in. Should the Sixers go all in? All in was 2 months ago when they were talking about trading all that stuff for James Harden. That's all in. Trading a bunch of stuff for Kyle Lowry when it doesn't increase your chance of winning a championship all that much, when you still are probably the third most likely team as far as the odds go to win the conference, it is not going all in. It is stupid. And it will leave us after this season, especially when the best player on the team isn't even healthy and playing. We don't even know what the future of Embiid is. Do not overpay for Kyle Lowry. It's a cute story. It will all feel good about it. I'll even celebrate it. I'll make pretend this never happened. But Daryl, do not overpay for Kyle Lowry. A first-round pick and Tyrese Maxey. And by the way, Danny Green, who has more three-pointers than anybody on the whole friggin' Sixers right now, and has been the most reliable wing defender outside of Ben on the team. This is not a small thing, and you're going to need this in the offseason to make an even bigger trade. Do not overpay for Lowry.
Daryl, listen.
Don't listen to Joe.
No, I have to speak now, because you said your piece, and if Daryl Morey is listening, and we know Daryl Morey's a big fan of the station, and you know he's always paying attention to what the fans say, I hope he just had his hands over his ears for the last couple of minutes and didn't hear anything that Spike just said, because it's the complete opposite of how the Sixers should act over the next, what is it, 43, whatever it is, 20, 21 hours to go?
This guy can't even do math of how many hours are in one
day. Guess what?
He just said 40-something.
I got my days mixed up. I did the math on James Harden better than Daryl Morey did, okay? Because otherwise he'd be here right now and we wouldn't be having this conversation. Spike, I understand your point, and giving away all the assets and what they have and locking themselves into something is scary. But you know what else is scary? Not trying. Because they have a chance here to do something. And since the last time we had a conversation about all this, about their title odds, about what they are, that has opened up even more. Kevin Durant is still not healthy in Brooklyn. And when guys come off of Achilles injuries and they have other leg injuries, I don't know if he'll ever be fully healthy for a long period of time again. So Brooklyn, for as good as they are, and Harden is amazing, they are no lock to do anything. And then the team that I would consider the favorite, or would have 2 weeks ago, the Lakers, to repeat again with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, currently have neither of those guys healthy. This is as wide open, and last year was weird because it was a bubble, but this is as wide open of a non-bubble year as I can remember. And the Sixers have the best record in the East. They have a team that has played better than I think any of us could have expected when that Harden stuff had happened, and they didn't swing for that. And Spike, I look at it like this. Opportunities do not come around very often where you are the best team from pillar to post all year in your conference. And is Kyle Lowry a great player? Is he an all-time player? No, but he's a good player. He's an all-star player. And you know as well as I do, coming back to Philadelphia, that means he's 10% better than he was before. He's coming home. He's coming back to Philadelphia. Here's what I want to do. I want Daryl Morey to not pass this opportunity up, to go for it, to go bring in Kyle Lowry. Because the way I look at it, they have a shot. They have a real shot to get to the finals as they are. If they get Kyle Lowry, they have a chance. And I don't know what the percentage is, but they have a chance to win an NBA championship this season.
Joe, they have the best record in the East without Kyle Lowry and having all of that stuff. This is not, like, players are going out too, right? It's not just this player coming in. They are losing Green.
And I'm not worried about losing Danny Green.
He's hit more three-pointers than anybody on the – more than Seth Curry, more than Tobias Harris, more than Joel Embiid. I'm just saying it's not nothing goes out, something comes in. And by the way, it's not nothing that you're also – not only are you committing to this as your team for this year, Kyle Lowry wants a contract after this. So not only are you committing to Kyle Lowry this year, but you're committing to 30 – it's Kyle Lowry's birthday tomorrow. So 35-year-old Kyle Lowry, 36-year-old Kyle Lowry, 37-year-old Kyle Lowry. And while we're watching the prime of Joel Embiid, we're also going to be watching a declining Kyle Lowry. Again, good player. Love him. Would love if he was just on the Sixers. But this is not the move. It's just not the move. We were talking about James Harden. We were talking about Bradley Beal. We were talking about Zach LaVine. Kyle Lowry, he's a nice player. It would be helpful, but it's not the move.
Well, I agree with you that he's not those guys. But also, the cost is different. And we don't have to get into the weeds of how much it costs versus that. But we're not talking about pick swaps forever and seven first-round picks. I mean, the way I see it, it's a pretty reasonable deal. I know everyone right now is just losing their mind over young players and how good they're going to be and how you can't mess up a rotation because it's so nice. The NBA, it's like we do this every year as NBA fans. We forget what actually wins championships, and we get all caught up in our emotions about wing defenders and rotation players. Goodness gracious, Danny Green does not win NBA titles because he's there.
He's won the last two NBA titles.
I get
Joe?
That. Next to LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Right.
And Kawhi Leonard.
Right. Just like Kyle Lowry.
No, but he's a higher level player. But he's a six-time All-Star.
Who's won more championships?
Well, let's go dig up Robert Horry, wherever he is.
I would take Robert Horry on the Sixers
right
now.
Well, I mean, they might need a guy like him to shoot a big shot late in the game. My point is this. Rotation players, wing defenders, you know, the glue guys, they help. Certainly they help. They don't win titles. You know who wins titles? We know it. We say it every year, and then we forget it. Stars win. All-stars win. Compiling a team of all-stars, although it might mess up chemistry for a couple weeks, that's how you win a title. You know, Embiid, Simmons, Lowry, like that gives you a better chance to win.
Joe, name me the NBA champion who brought in their starting point guard 2 months before the season ended. It doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's a rare thing.
It doesn't exist. We're all high on the oh my God, the Sixers are good. It's nice. It is nice. It is good. I want a championship window. I don't want a championship trip. I don't want 1 year of this and then be locked into this. I think there is better out there, and I think they can. I think they have a puncher's chance of getting to the finals without Kyle Lowry, honestly. And if those things happen, if Kevin Durant's not healthy, if Kyrie Irving's not healthy, if the Bucks are frauds, we're going to be in the finals anyway.
They might, but they could win it with Kyle Lowry. 215-592-9494.
And Kawhi Leonard. Are they getting Kawhi Leonard,
well,
too?
Well, if we could pull that off, we could figure that out, that trade out. 215-592-9494. We are less than 24 hours, now that I have my days correct here, until the NBA trade deadline. Tomorrow afternoon it is. The Sixers have the best record right now in the Eastern Conference. They are 31-13 off another win last night. Joel Embiid hopefully is a couple weeks away, maybe less, from coming back here. And I want to go all in. Go get Kyle Lowry. I mean, from all reports out there, he's going to have a hand in picking where he goes next. That contract Spike talked about, maybe Miami's going to get him, but maybe it's here. You could bring Kyle Lowry back, a championship player, one that his fit, just like his position, what he does in the court, fits with this team. They can't pass up this opportunity. Daryl Morey, if you're listening, please listen to what I'm saying.
No, Daryl, do not listen to Joe.
Do not pass this up.
Do not listen to Joe, Daryl.
Listen, Daryl's been close a bunch in his career, and he's gone for it at times, but he's also been close a lot. There's a chance to get over the hump. Go win!
The last time he went for it, he ended up not GM of the team anymore. He went and traded a bunch of draft picks for Russell Westbrook,
yep,
who was not the guy, if Daryl had called me, I would have told him, Westbrook, it's not the guy.
Well, I would have told him that, too. Russell Westbrook stinks.
Not the guy.
But
not,
you know,
the guy.
The guy is Kyle Lowry. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. So the Sixers go all in and go trade.
That's not all in.
Well, it's as all in as this team could get. Like, I can't go back in time. I said it for hours.
I could just imagine Joe walking and sitting at the poker table with, you know, $16 in his pile of chips. He's like, everyone, I'm going all in. There's different kinds of all in. This is not a smart all in.
Well, you know what? But you can't pick and choose when your all-ins happen. Again, I sat here for hours and said, go get James Harden. And you told me, trust Daryl Morey. And I said, all right, Spike, I'll trust him. And now I'm supposed to trust him again. I'm not getting any younger over here, Spike. Listen, not getting any younger. Mike's in Berwyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, Mike. What's up?
You know what? I agree with Spike.
Thank you.
If we were talking Beal, I would do what we have to get him, but not for Lowry. He hasn't been healthy.
Well, I mean, what kind of banged up are we talking about? He's playing right now, and he's healthy right now. Like, I'm not worried that Kyle Lowry has some sort of degenerative issue that he's going to end his career soon. Like, he's playing.
No.
No, Mike? Was that a whisper or no?
No, I'm sorry. I was.
Oh, that's okay.
And by the way, just to you know, with my friend Mike here, if he's such a winner and he's playing, why do the Raptors stink so bad?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
But does it mean he's not a winning player? You know he's a winning player.
He was part of team. I don't want to argue against Kyle Lowry here.
He's from here, Spike.
I know he's from here.
Okay, Mike, appreciate it.
I just want to give some broader context. I know he's a tough player, all those things, but that Raptors team failed every year until Kyle Lowry got there. And then until Kawhi Leonard got there,
yep,
and then Kawhi Leonard left, and then last year they disappointed in the playoffs again after having a good regular season, and this year they've totally fallen apart. I don't put that all on him. Obviously, playing in Tampa stinks for them. There's a lot of things that stink. They're a team in transition, but let's just be honest. He would be helpful, but I don't know that he's some culture setter winner guy that you do everything to get.
But he's a fit on the court. That we can't deny. Like his,
sure,
his fit on,
yeah,
the court would help,
yes,
a lot.
I mean, absolutely.
And they need that. 215-592-9494. Like, all in, big move, whatever you want to call it. I want the Sixers to go get Kyle Lowry. Spike's over here telling Daryl Morey, just hold on to all the poker chips. Here's the thing. So our last caller said if it was for Bradley Beal, fine, trade everything away. I have a theory that no matter what it is, a lot of people are going to say no because they're scared of the price tag. I mean, we had a lot of people saying no to James Harden a few months ago. The price tag is always going to be more than you want it to be. That's the cost of business in the NBA. So either now while you have a chance to win a title or the summer while you're going for another star, like every trade they could potentially make, you're going to find the reason to say, I don't know, this is a lot.
Well, I hope you're ready to, you know, cost Joel Embiid his entire prime. Because that is what you're suggesting.
No, I'm trying to take advantage of his prime.
He hasn't played in a week and a half. When's he going to play again?
Well, I don't have the answer to that. Maybe Daryl does. And if he does, maybe that forces him to go make a deal. Nick's in Northeast Philadelphia. What's up, Nick?
How's it going, guys?
Good, Nick. What's up? What are you thinking here? Should they get Lowry?
Yeah, so listen, Julio, I need to let you know this before I say what I'm going to say. I agree with you like 99% of the time when you
smart
didn't
guy.
Like Wentz. I agree with you most of the time, brother. You have great takes, but I've never heard you be – this is why I had to call in. I've never heard you be more wrong on a topic.
Oh,
I take it back.
Bro, Kyle Lowry is not – he's not the answer. He's not going to get you guys a championship, and that's what you guys are on the cusp of right now. So I think getting Kyle Lowry would be – probably worst move that you got giving available and free next year. Like you said, you guys have
All right, Nick's breaking up. I'm going to put Nick on hold. Maybe we can put him back.
Be honest to the audience. Joe has a button in there that it's the cell phone breakup button. And if the guy doesn't agree with Joe, Joe starts pressing the button and it sound like the guy's
the
cell phone.
People listening know that's not true. Otherwise, there would have been many nights during football season where it was nothing but static from cell phones because I'd be pressing the button all the time. I was about to say Nick knew what his stuff, saying he agrees with me all the time. But then he has to say this is the worst. Listen, we're talking about trying to take a number one seed and winning a title. Why is everyone afraid of winning? We're afraid of
trying.
We're
already winning. We're already winning.
Yeah, but you and I both agree. I think we agree that they're probably not going to win the title as is.
Right.
So let's try to win the title. Like, why are you afraid of winning?
I'm not afraid of winning, but there's a cost to everything. That there has to be a cost benefit. You know, now that I'm in management, I have to figure out, you know, P&Ls and cost and benefit and all that kind of stuff. That's what I have to do now, Joe. And I'm just telling you that the cost and the benefit of the Kyle Lowry deal are not commensurate with the deal that you'd want to make.
All right, but what is the cost of not doing it? I mean, you mentioned wasting or away Joel Embiid's prime by kind of giving away the assets now, not maximizing the team a year from now or 2 years from now. But you're also like, this might be the best year he ever has, or one of his three or four best years. I don't know how long his career is going to last as an MVP caliber player. Effectively, if you don't do anything big, you're kind of saying, maybe we'll win with you, maybe we won't this year. What does that say to Joel?
Let me ask you something. If you go and you trade for Kyle Lowry and you give up the what is necessary and he basically prevents you from making another big deal unless you're trading Ben or something like that, and then you don't win the championship this season because you would agree, even if they trade for Kyle Lowry, the odds are against them winning. They still would not be likely to win the championship. There would be less than a 50% chance.
Yeah, they wouldn't be the overwhelming favorite like a Warriors team was 2-3 years
ago. Okay, so they don't win the championship, and then this offseason, as has been hinted, hey, Malcolm Brogdon's available, who's 27, has the next 5 years of his prime available, will be cheaper than Kyle Lowry, and you are stuck with 36-year-old Kyle Lowry. How are you going to feel about yourself?
I will feel disappointed, but I'll feel able to sleep at night knowing if I'm Daryl Morey, I tried to go win a title. I don't want to finish second.
Do you know why you're going to sleep? Because there's going to be no moves left to do. It's just going to be put your feet up on the counter and wait to see what happens.
Well, I disagree with that. If we try, I mean, you told me specifically about 2 months ago, trust Daryl.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we have a GM that is as good as we think he is, and Daryl Morey is obviously thought of as one of the best GMs in the NBA, maybe all of pro sports, then why am I worried about a couple draft picks and Matisse Thybulle? Like, why am I worried about all this? He'll figure it out.
What's he supposed to do, invent draft picks after he trades them? The goodness would be deciding or not deciding to do the trade, not being able to make trades no matter what you have to trade.
I understand. Assets, there's only so many of them. But then other ones eventually form, right? Like you could trade other players. You get future draft picks just by the... I mean, it's the truth. The years go on, right? If they had traded 7 first-round picks for Harden, like eventually that 8th year would appear. He'd have that
right.
to trade. Like,
yes.
There is a fountain of draft picks that have just happened because you the world keeps moving. The NBA keeps moving.
You sound like Bynum talking about growing a cartilage in a petri dish. It's just eventually more just comes.
Daryl Morey's good at extracting value. He got Al Horford out of here and made it a good trade. So I trust the guy that he'll figure out the next value, that he'll flip the next player. He'll trade Ben Simmons this summer if he has to.
So let me ask you. He got Al Horford out of here, and you said it was a good trade.
Yes.
What came back in that trade?
Danny Green.
Which you're sending right out of here.
For a star. Oh, he's an all-star six times.
Not anymore. So Michael Jordan was an all-star, what, 12 times?
Wait a second. I'm allowed to call Kyle Lowry an all-star if Tobias Harris wants to call himself an all-star.
I don't approve of either of those things.
Okay, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Listen, I want Daryl Morey to go out and be aggressive. He was passive with the Harden thing, and that was a mistake. And I'm not saying that Kyle Lowry is in the same level as James Harden. Nobody is. But he's a star player, whatever you want to call him, and he'd make this team better. I just want to win a title.
Let me actually, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold this question. I have a question for you regarding the trade for Kyle Lowry and your position on it.
Okay.
I will hold it for a few minutes. When we return, I will ask you this question because I just thought of it as you were arguing your foolish point. I'm like, what if I ask Joe this one question, and I'm curious to see what you're going to respond. Well, I'm not going to tell you during the break.
Listen, I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to hear from the people as well. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Should the Sixers go out and make the deal and get Kyle Lowry? I say yes. Spike wants to hold on to assets for, I don't know, some sort of rainy day when Joel Embiid is past his prime. 215-592-9494. That is how you join Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Rights to Ricky Sanchez Radio right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio, Spike Eskin, the trade deadline less than a day away tomorrow afternoon. I say go get Kyle Lowry. Spike wants to just wait, hold those assets, and, you know, just let's wait for another year where another opportunity like this comes around. They come around all the time.
Another opportunity when your best player is on the bench and has been for 2 weeks with a bone bruise in his knee. These opportunities, Joe, they truly don't come around every year.
Well, this is life with Joel Embiid. So, we have to be used to that. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we get to the phone lines here and all your reaction, what's the question you wanted to ask me?
So, Joe, you're like, this is the year. They got to go for it this year. They got to trade this stuff to get Kyle Lowry. It's not yada, yada, yada. At what point, let's say there's three teams involved. Let's say there's four teams involved. Mm-hmm. The Lakers, the Heat, the Clippers, and the Sixers. And you smell this opportunity at a championship. And you say, you know what? I'm going to give up Maxey. I'm going to give up a first. And I hate doing this, but at some point, this is a decision you have to make. And the Heat go, you know what? We're going to give up Precious Achiuwa. We're going to give up Kendrick Nunn. And you know what? We're also going to put Duncan Robinson in there. And the Raptors come back to you, and they're like, we're going to need your other first, too, the one from 2023. At what point is it too much? Is it when you see what he actually went for and you go, well, that is too much? Or do you have a number in your head? Or are you just like, you know what? We screwed up once, not getting Harden. Let's whatever they want, let's give it to them.
Well, there has to be a walkaway point. I mean, I feel like any team in any deal and anything has to have a walkaway point. I mean, I don't want to keep giving up future ones. Like, then it starts to become the Harden thing all over again, where right. That would have been worth it. This isn't. But the other thing I would factor in, Spike, you mentioned Miami. I mean, they're about .500 team right now, mm-hmm. And they'd be better if they had him. But I don't fear them as much, even if they had him, because I think he's a second or third piece to help you win. He's not gonna win the title with him. But if the Lakers are the team, or the Nets, let's just pretend, the Nets, right? The teams that I think actually are the true competitors to the Sixers, the Clippers. Yeah, I'd have to think about how far I'm willing to go because, I mean, I know you said this doesn't often happen. If one star player moves tomorrow and it's him, he might swing the NBA championship. If it's that close, if one team has a 17% chance to win, one team has 16, 15, whatever, if he's the best player traded tomorrow, I can make a case he swings where the title goes. He could be on the champion. He could be. Let's see what Paul thinks. Paul's in Woodland. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up? Let me get you off speaker right fast. What's up, Joe? What's up?
Paul, you ready for you ready for Kyle Lowry?
Oh man, I'm ready for Kyle
there
Lowry.
We go.
For real. If we get Kyle Lowry, I just feel like we could definitely win the shit with Kyle Lowry. He's not going to mess up the chemistry. He's a pit bull out there, you know. I mean, nobody can stop Kyrie, but he's going to make him work. Like, he'll add it. I just think it's a good move, man. I mean, Danny Green has been playing good lately, but Kyle Lowry, I think that could be the move that can help put us over the top.
Difference maker, Spike. See, Paul gets it. He's a difference maker.
Definitely.
What difference to what? You want maybe they'll have the best record in the conference if they get him?
Win win the shit.
But you don't think you can win without him?
I think the chances are so much better with him, you know. when it gets down in the guts of the game, man, I want somebody else to be having the ball instead of Ben, so he don't get nervous and freeze up and scared to shoot. We need that, man.
Yeah,
we need that.
I don't totally disagree.
The final five, 3 to 5 minutes of the game when Ben just disappears. We got Kyle Lowry. We don't have to worry about Ben not shooting and all that. I just think it's a good move. I'm with you, though, Spike. I don't want to give everything up, but I would make the move if it was at a good price.
And again, Paul, sort of jump onto the end of that, I wouldn't be angry if they make the trade. This isn't one of these things where I'm going to be crying in my room that we've given up the future. But the idea that, boy, they better win this year. That's how I would end up feeling. And I don't feel confident enough that if they made the trade, that's what's going to happen. That's sort of where I am.
The ironic part of all this is they've been chasing this player for years now. This combo guard, this guy that can handle the ball, be next to Ben, shoot, get to the basket, pick and roll with Joel. I mean, they thought this was Markelle Fultz. I mean, there were rumors about Kyle Lowry before the Fultz thing. Like, and in retrospect, that would have been great because we've got him for his better years, not his elder years. But, I mean, it's funny. They're chasing this player. And guess what? If they don't make this deal, they're still going to be chasing this player.
Can I ask you, this is what makes Ben Simmons fans mad at me, but can I ask you a question?
All right,
honest question. They trade for Kyle Lowry. Let's say the only starter they trade is Danny Green, the team's leader in three-point makes, and Kyle Lowry starts. The next game, Kyle Lowry's first game, who gets announced as point guard? Kyle Lowry or Ben Simmons?
Well, I think we all know it's Ben Simmons. And they won't have a position for Lowry. It'll just be from here, Villanova, Kyle
from
Lowry.
Here.
Let's go to Danny in Woodbury. What's up, Danny?
Yo, how you doing?
Good, Danny. What are you thinking?
All right, so listen, first-time caller. I haven't talked to either of you before, so first off, pleasure talking with you. But I got to go with Spike here. He's my guy. I be honest, I don't even know what the guy looks like, but I like his vibe. The fact that you want to give up, I mean, it depends on what the price is for Lowry. I'm willing to give up Maxey. If they're asking for Maxey Matisse, I'm not willing to go that far, honestly, because I heard rumors of the Heat. They wanted a hero from the Heat yesterday, and the Heat were unwilling to, budge on that one. I just don't think, like Spike is saying, that this is definitely a great move. Don't get me wrong, and it would help us, but if you're giving up these assets, like say they want Maxey, Matisse, and then even like a second, and then Danny to match the contract, that's just too much in my opinion. And trust me, like Kyle Lowry would put us over the top there, but my thing is, why does it have to be this year? Like, trust me, I'd love to win a championship this year, as much as anyone else. But you act like Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid are just going to fall off the face of the earth. We still got Tobias for another two or three years, I believe. So as much as I'd like to have Kyle Lowry, I just don't think it's worth it if we have to give up, a high price.
Well, I mean, they likely won't fall off the face of the earth, Danny. It doesn't have to be their only year. But the way I view when you're the top seed or you're the best team in a conference, you don't get to pick and choose how long you get to be up there. You don't get to pick and choose when your best shot is. I mean, for all we know, this might be the Sixers' best team that they have the next 3 or 4 years.
Well, let me ask you this. You said, I believe you said on the show before, you're confident in Daryl Morey's abilities, right?
Yeah, I think he could figure out a way to keep them as a very good team for a while. Yep.
So if we don't get Kyle Lowry this year, then what's to say we can't get him next year? Maybe even a younger guy, a younger combo guard.
Well, they could. I mean, sure, there's always players available, and I get that. So you're not doing it because you don't think it's time to do it.
That and the fact that, like you guys said, Kyle Lowry turns 35 tomorrow. And like Spike said before, we're going to have to probably give him a contract. He's not going to come to Philly and just want to be, one and done, even if we don't win anything.
Yeah, he's going to cost money. You're right. It's probably, we heard the rumor saying, Danny, we appreciate, 2 years, $50 million?
Yeah. And that guy doesn't even know what I look like, and he agrees with me.
The vibe. It's just about the vibe.
It's just about the vibe, yeah. My guess when we started talking about this on the podcast maybe a month ago with Lowry, I said, do you think he'd sign 2 years, $40 million? And really, at this point with the Sixers, it doesn't matter that much because they're capped out anyway.
Right.
But $50 million over 2 years for Lowry, yeah, I mean, I guess it's fair. There are some point guards that Chris Paul is sort of, I was talking about this with Mike O'Connor from Rice Ricky Sanchez. Chris Paul is sort of the exception to the rule of the shorter point guard being able to stay effective this late in his career. Mm-hmm. Chances are, if Lowry follows suit of other similar point guards, he will not hold up particularly well over the next few years.
Yeah, I think the other one that comes to mind is Jason Kidd.
Right, now, his game totally changed.
He changed, yeah. He was a different kind of player, not an open court player anymore. But he was a fact. I mean, the Mavericks won the title with him. I think he was 36 in that year. So, mm-hmm. You can have an old point guard winning. But I want to bring this up before we go back to the lines, because there feels like I think the NBA has changed and will continue to evolve. And I think the way we think about it still, I don't know if it's caught up. And I mean, all of us as fans, like, you think of the Sixers, right? Joel is in his 20s and Ben in his 20s. Like, this will last for a long time, and maybe it will. But the thing we don't know about is when the next super team's going to pop up somewhere else.
Yeah.
The league keeps changing. So, like, if this was the 90s, like, oh, well, they're going to have a window of 7 or 8 years. Just be patient. Like, a year ago or 2 years ago, if I said the Brooklyn Nets to you, you would have laughed. And now they're probably the favorite. So, like, I don't know who that next team is in the Eastern Conference. But the idea the Sixers are going to have 2 or 3 years where, yeah, they're at the top, sure. Maybe. Maybe they will. I mean, the Bulls with Derrick Rose, they looked like they were going to have a nice run. Those guys were pretty young in their 20s. And then that fell apart pretty fast. They had really – how many years did they really have a chance? One. They were the number one seed once.
The Bulls, yeah. Because once – and that didn't even – they lost to the Sixers.
Miami?
No, the Bulls lost to the Sixers.
But didn't they have the number one seed the year before that or the year after? Because Miami beat the Bulls in LeBron's first year in the Eastern Conference Final. I think
– So that must have been the year But I don't think that was when the Bulls were the one seed. They had a year. I thought the Bulls lost to the Celtics the year before.
I remember LeBron. I mean, the point is,
whatever
it is, they had a short run, right? You would have thought with Rose and Noah and Deng and Jimmy Butler, like, they were going to have a pretty nice long run. It didn't happen. So I don't know how long this run's going to last with the Sixers team.
What are the odds that the next super team is when Kevin Durant moves again to try to team up with other players that might make him feel full? In his self and his self-worth.
Well, that's a whole nother...
Someone will love him somewhere else. What is the next city? Maybe it'll be here. Who knows?
Well, you never know. That will change things.
Yes.
That would change things.
And we wouldn't have gotten Kevin Durant because you went and you traded for Kyle Lowry.
My fault.
Yeah.
It's my fault. Joe's in Philly. What's up, Joe? Joe. Yeah, you're Joe, right? Yeah, I'm Joe. You're Joe. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever called here, but I listen to you guys all the time. I'm calling because I was praying that Maury is listening. Kyle Lowry is a great player, and I'm glad he's from Philadelphia. I'm a Sixer fan, but he is not. This is not the time, and he's not worth what he's asking for. He's a senior citizen. We're going to be locked into a guy that he's not a deal breaker. He's not Bill. He's not Harden. Why not go get somebody like Oladipo? He's averaging like 20 points a game, 21 points a game. He's playing good. He's a good defender. And on top of that, he ain't but 28 years old. So I definitely think we need an upgrade in the position, but not Kyle Lowry. He's not worth what he's asking for. I just wanted to say that. This is the first time I ever called. I hope you guys continue. I don't really have nothing else to say. That was just on my mind. I just don't think that this is the time for Kyle Lowry. They should be going for Malcolm Ogden or whatever his name is. I'll even take Powell at the right price. Now, if the price was cheaper, he would definitely be an upgrade from that. But we don't need Lonzo Ball, George Hill. They bums for what our goal is. They're good players, but they're bums. Lonzo Ball is having a terrible year. He had one good game a couple days ago. I just wanted to say that. That's all I had to say.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you call again. Joe's got takes there. He's calling Lonzo a bum. He's calling
he had one good game.
Lowry's a senior citizen. Joe, you call again. That's a good phone call. I mean, I disagree. He's a senior citizen.
Joe has been training for that call, obviously,
yes,
because he came in hot, did not stop, just boom, take after take after take.
Look, Kyle Lowry's 34 today. He'll be 35 tomorrow's his birthday. He's older. I wouldn't call him a senior citizen. Senior citizen?
I don't know. I'm 44, Joe. Looking back on the last 9 years, that's when it started going downhill for me.
So you're saying you and Lowry are going to have the same kind of trajectory?
Yeah, yeah. You've seen me. I can, you know, in between every segment, I'm grabbing my back. I'm whining about stuff. That's the future of Kyle Lowry.
I mean, I think there's a little bit of a difference.
Slightly.
215-592-9494. I want to go get Kyle Lowry. Spike wants to hold on to the assets. So when do you cash in? Like, how do you know it's the right time?
It's not, to me, it's one of two things. One, it's either the right player that is putting you in position to really have a strong chance of winning a championship, or the team is in a position where a player of... You know, when the Rockets traded for,
people are going to laugh. When the Rockets trade for Robert Covington, Robert Covington is clearly not a, you know,
star.
Or even the Bucks trading for Drew Holiday, right? Drew Holiday's not worth three first-round picks, especially in the last year of his deal. He's a good player. He's not worth three first-round picks. But here are the Bucks saying, we have a back-to-back MVP. We've had the best record in the league for two straight years. We've failed in the playoffs once in the conference. Was he in the or second?
Yeah, they lost to Kawhi.
Lost to Kawhi in the conference finals, right?
In the second round last year.
Yes, but 2 years. Yes,
2 years and ago, conference finals.
So they've been to the conference finals. They have a two-time MVP. They've had the best record in the league, and they're like, you know what? We need to overpay for this final piece. We already we have everything else. We need something like this. That's different to me. The Sixers have yet to get out of the second round. Their best player has yet to be healthy at the end of a season. Like, I think they need to get to the playoffs and prove that they deserve a deal like this to me. So that's the difference to me. Or if it's the offseason and a player of the caliber, like when we were talking about Harden, if that, because then he makes you that team, right?
That would change everything.
Right. Those are the two things.
Well, that's interesting that to make them earn it, to show that they're ready, because we don't know if they're ready yet, right? This group has not done anything significant. 215-592-9494. The other thing I'll say, though, like if the next superstar comes available, and there's not only so many Hardens, but let's say it's Bradley Beal, we don't know if they're going to be able to land him either. Other teams have lots of assets. My big fear with the Sixers, with Morey, with the assets they have left, this run they're going to have with Embiid is that they keep finding reasons not to do the best deal in front of them in the moment, whether it is that's way too much for James Harden, he's in a fat suit in Houston holding them hostage, or it's, yeah, Lowry's good, but he's a senior citizen. Like, eventually you got to do one of these. And I don't think you get to pick and choose exactly the perfect moment. It's sometimes you got to strike when the iron's hot, and it's hot right now. Bill in Northeast Philadelphia, he says he needs to talk to these fools. That's us. We're the fools, Spike.
Mm.
What's up, Bill?
Are you sure there's not some hidden fools elsewhere?
Well, there's lots of fools around here. What's up, Bill? Bill? Bill going once? Bill chickening out? Bill, come on now.
Look who's the fool now.
Yeah, come on, Bill. Get yourself together. We'll put you back up. This guy's no fool. His name is Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Yo, Jerry, yo, and I had to call up, talk to the main man. I ain't talked to him ever. The main man, the man, the myth, the legend, Spike Eskey. How you doing, buddy?
Chuck, I am honored to speak to you. Honored.
Oh, man, you know what? I feel honored to speak to you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. Listen, I was calling up. I'm going to get right down to business real quick. Because I know you're a man of many business, busy things. I'm not going to hold you long. I called this show in. I just want to say this real quick. We need to do everything we need to do to win the championship. And I want to ask you something, Spike. I want to ask you this. Would you be wanting to push this can all the way down the road if the Nets wasn't as good as they are right now? Since the Nets was no good and the Sixers had clear path to the finals, would you be wanting to kick this can down the road like you said do right now?
No, if the Nets were not the Nets this year, then there would be a much better chance that I would go for this trade. But I really think, as good as the Nets have been, Chuck, like, I don't even think we've seen as half as good as they're going to be. Like, they could be... assuming Durant comes back, and I really just don't think he cares about the regular season, they could be terrifying, those three guys together. I don't care how good Ben Simmons is on defense. He can't guard all three guys. So, yeah, if the Nets weren't as good, I would be more likely to want to go and get Kyle Lowry.
Well, that's not a good reason, Spike, to not want to go for it, because the Nets is good. You know what I mean? This is the Sixers' time right now. And like you said, the Nets are going to get better every year. So if they get better every year, were we not supposed to go for it every year because the Nets is good? No. We both better our chances to go to the finals. And I think this year we got better chance than any team in the East this year to go to the NBA Finals. If we get a Kyle Lowry, a Victor Oladipo, or even a Lonzo Ball, could be a good ball handler for that second unit.
Well, Chuck, listen, man, we appreciate it. Alonzo would help. Alonzo's a good young player. It's interesting what
Chuck tricked me.
I know he did.
He asked me a question and he was like,
you.
Boom. Yeah.
He set you up. it is interesting to watch this play out because Daryl Morey's in charge here. And Daryl Morey was one of the few executives that was willing to try when the Warriors obviously had the best chance to win for that stretch. I mean, most teams were kind of just huddling up and saying, yeah, we'll try again in a couple years. This is a waste of time. And now it's not the same, right? The Nets are not as good as the Warriors were. But it's similar in that most people would say they have the best roster. They have the best team, most stars, a super kind of team. And here it's Morey again having to decide, is he going to really try or not? It's just interesting. It's happened to him again.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if it's different that Harden, for all the criticisms of what kind of shape he's in, sort of an Iron Man, doesn't really miss games, plays a ton of minutes, and Daryl regularly said he's the best offensive player in the history of the sport. You know, like, Harden was 30 when he was going for it, not 26, just turned 27.
I had no choice but to go for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he had a special, specific thing there. And still, by the way, they didn't win. He did go for it. I wonder if, looking back on it, he thought that was the right thing to do. Because essentially what he did was he put a clock on that entire Houston thing. Because that trading for Chris Paul not only put them in a position to win a title, also ultimately ruined the entire thing.
Yep.
Because Chris Paul and James Harden didn't get along, and it immediately then, and I really believed in them this year, even in the bubble, but then that fell apart so quickly. I wonder if, looking back on it, he would do it differently. What he would do differently if he had a chance.
He come close, though. If Chris Paul doesn't hurt his hamstring, they might win. I mean, they were up 3-2.
Yeah, would they miss 17 straight threes or 20 straight threes or whatever in that final game? Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe Daryl doesn't have to listen to us. Maybe he just goes back and watches that game, and he realizes, I got close. I have to try to win a game. And let's talk about what to watch for here. Sponsored by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. All right, Spike, tomorrow afternoon is the deadline. We've talked about what we would do. Now we got to guess what Daryl's actually going to do. What's your gut instinct on what's going to happen between now? Is it 3 o'clock or 4 tomorrow? 3?
3.
So between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, do the Sixers pull off? I mean, I imagine they're going to do something, but do they pull off something big, or is it more of a smaller thing?
More of a smaller thing. My gut tells me Lowry doesn't even get traded.
Oh, he stays.
Yeah.
And resigns or hits free agency?
Resigns.
That's boring.
Yeah, my it's been a lot of noise over the last few days, and then nothing has happened. That is my, I don't know why I feel that, but I sort of feel like they are fishing for, hey, if we get a deal we can't say no to, and you're okay with the spot, then we'll do it. Otherwise, you'd love to finish your career here. We'll figure it out.
Mr. Raptor, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I would bet the Sixers do something slightly bigger than small, but nothing of any note, you know.
So not Alonzo Ball, who I like, is a good player.
Yeah, he's going to want a pretty big contract, and it's a weird thing because he is perfect not being ball dominant, but he seems to want to play point guard pretty specifically, and I don't know how that whole thing works with Simmons. I don't think they're going to trade for Norm Powell. I wouldn't want to pay him $20 million a year. You don't win championships paying guys like Norm Powell $20 million a year. He's a good player, but we already have one of those. Good player, but probably not worth his contract on the team.
You can only have so many of those in a salary cap league.
Right, yeah. So I think it's more of, I don't know if it will be George Hill, but it's more of that level that they make. Just a solid backup point.
Well, he would help. I mean, I expect them to do something. I, too, don't believe they're going to get Kyle Lowry. I think maybe Miami ends up with him. I am afraid that Daryl's just not ready to do it. Daryl's going to get scared again.
I would have never guessed that Daryl Morey would end up in your crosshairs so quickly.
No, he's not in my crosshairs as much as I just have my eye on him. Like, I expect big. Daryl Morey is not, he's not a nobody. He's a somebody. And I want him to bring a title here. I think he can, but he's got to be aggressive. He can't be passive when titles.
I wonder what the coach thinks.
Well, the coach loves everybody.
Yeah.
Everyone's great.
Yeah.
Ben's a lock for Defensive Player of the Year, which maybe he's going to win. But I'd imagine Doc's fine with it. I feel like Doc's at a point in his career where he's not rushing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
getting paid $10 million.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he has a ring on his finger. He's not as itching for it as we are. All right, so we'll see. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Spike. last words, I'll say this. Daryl, if you've listened to this whole hour, please listen to me and please ignore all this tomorrow stuff. There is no tomorrow, Daryl Morey.
There is no tomorrow.
There is. I mean, not when you have a player as good as Embiid having an MVP year.
Dude, they're going to trade for Lowry, and Embiid's not going to come back this year.
No, why are you throwing that into the atmosphere? If that happens, it's on you. All right, Spike.
It's not on me.
It's not on me. It's on you. All right, listen, fun hour here. Hopefully the Sixers do something great, and we have a lot to talk about. Thank you, Spike.
All right, thanks, Joe.
All right, this has been Rice to Ricky Sanchez Radio right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.